signal. Four boys coming straight into your ears.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, the time. Oh, it's actually 6:10. We're on fire. But now, ladies and gentlemen, we're joined on the phone by a special lady. Hello?
Hello?
We can hear her.
Turn her up a bit, Ed. Is there any way?
That one?
Yes, hello, Mum?
Hello, how are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my mother on the show! Yeah!
Mrs. Crispy.
Thank you,
Mrs.
Hello Harrow.
That's it, you've got a... Hello Harrow. Right, yeah, that's another thing, another point in the studio. Mrs. Kisby is how you must refer to her. Bill, do you want to say anything to my mum?
What's for dinner tonight?
What's for dinner? Oh, something carefully crafted and thought out. No, actually, I'm not sure what
okay.
it is.
Okay.
Comedy genius. Ed can't...
together, Neil.
I can't hear you, Mrs. Kisby, but I'm sure you're lovely.
Well, there we go.
I can't hear, it's very faint.
Okay, Mum. This is a feature called Mummy's Little Angel. Basically, I want you to critique the show because really, at the end of the day, for student radio, our mothers are the only listeners. Mm. Next week, we'll have Bill's dad or one of Bill's family on the line. But Mum, what would you give the show a rating? A rating for the show?
I kind of give it a 4.
Okay.
A 4?
Always room for improvement.
True. Who was the funniest member of the team today?
I don't know, it was a tough one. I was going to give it to Ed, not for funniest, but because he's got a lot of knowledge on the football and I always love his album thing. But I don't know whether to give it to Bill for his retaining of childhood trivia.
So a toss-up between Bill and Ed, you've got to pick.
Yay!
Bearing in mind, Ed will cry.
Ed has that nice voice.
Ed's got a nice voice, so we're giving it to Ed!
Yay!
And who was the dunce of the show? Who should sit in the corner with a dunce hat?
Well, you for coming up with Prince William, because that thing was really lame.
Yeah, it was rubbish.
Well, where's the family loyalty, Mother?
Will's the dunce.
Yeah, Bill Bailey was far better.
Thank you.
Well, I don't believe this. Stabbed in the heart by my own mother.
And also, I think if you need something to consider for next week, you should brush up on your footballing skills, because the other two seem to know a lot more about it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to...
Have you just come on air, Mum, to just rip the hell out of me?
No, but I can't support you, because that just looks like a setup, doesn't
it? Fine, well, I guess. Any other business, Mother?
Any other business?
Mama?
Well, really, you need to go away and sort out your footballing knowledge, and perhaps you should all get some proper jingles, because sometimes you can all sing, and sometimes you can't. That's all of you now, collectively.
So there's some things you need to work on?
Well, all of you can work on that.
Is there anything you want anyone specially to work on?
I don't know. Ed can just still be nice, because I love his nice news, and he seems to have that calming voice that makes everything all right in the world. And I like... Oh, I'll tell you what I did like. Sam's Italian voice at the start.
Sam's not in the studio, but there we go. Sam's Italian voice is
Sam's
a winner.
Sam's Italian voice was good.
What you're saying is you want all these boys as your son, not me.
I've got the adoption papers
ready.
No,
all marvellous. Yeah.
Okay, so will you be listening next week?
I do, yeah, listen every week.
Of course she will.
Of course she will. Mum, thank you very much. That's it. That's our first Mummy's Little Angel.
Yay.
Well done.
Goodbye, Mrs. Kisby.
See you later.
Mum, hang on. Star of this feature.
You are the star.
Mum?
Yeah?
You know I haven't come home a couple of weeks now. Mum?
Yeah?
I love you. This is Basement Jack's Raindrops. This is Smoke Radio. Will Kisby signal?
Mrs. Kisby, goodbye.
Signal failure on London Underground. Signal success on Smoke Radio.